Morning, everybody. I wanted to talk a little bit about tongue. I have a starting in James 3, verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive the stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in the word, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at the ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned about by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members as it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring bring forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. I've been thinking a lot this week about the tongue and how easy it is for us to gossip. Most strife in church is caused by this. Someone saying too much about something they misunderstand or know nothing about. It's so easy throughout our day to talk negatively or complain about others, but we should ask ourselves before we speak, why am I about to say what I want to say? Is it to build someone up or is it to help others? If not, we probably should not say it. And I have another verse here in Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but it was good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And I'd like to read that in another translation here that I don't know which one it is, but I appreciated how they said it here. It says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." And I thought about how repeating something you've heard has a tendency to be like the rat poison. You may repeat it almost word for word, but if you emphasize a certain part or add a word or not say it in context, you're adding poison. And let's see, I got one more verse here in Proverbs 17, verse 10. He who hides wrongdoing seeks love, but he who hates to cover them will separate friends close relatives. That's all I have. Any prayer requests? Alright, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day and fellowship we have here. And help us to hear your word this morning from the sermon. Help give David words to say, and help us all to guard our mouths and our thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen.